Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
Hi everyone, welcome to the next episode of the Mentorship Program. And this is your host, Kanth Miriala. I'm also the host and the speaker, so that makes it easier. The Go-Giver, a little story about a powerful business idea. I know I don't normally promote just an entire episode on a book, but I'm going to do something crazy. I'm not going to devote one episode, but the next five episodes, including this one. This is going to be the first of the five episodes on this book. This is one of my favorite books called The Go-Giver. The reason it's my favorite will kind of become obvious over the next few episodes. It's written by two people, Bob Burg, B-U-R-G, and John David Mann. The Go-Giver, a little story about a powerful business idea. It's a parable about a guy called Joe and his mentor called Pindar. I know, funny name. But this is 122 pages long, and you can literally finish it in a couple of days, even if you don't read super fast. And you'll absolutely enjoy it. The thing that I wanted to cover today are the five stratospheric laws of success. In fact, today I wanted to cover only the first one. Every day from today, the next five episodes that are released by the Mentorship Program, each one will be on one of these five stratospheric laws. Today I'm going to cover the law of value. The law of value. Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. Okay, let's say you refers to iPhone. Okay, your iPhone. Your true worth, iPhone's true worth, is determined by how much more it gives in value to all of us than it takes in payment. I deliberately picked that. It's a pretty pricey instrument. If you all agree, it's a very expensive one, right? When were we crazy enough to be willing to pay $1,000, whatever it is, $1,500, to buy a phone, for heaven's sake? That is expensive, right? Or you might say the same thing. Tongue twister. You can say the same thing about a Starbucks coffee. So you're in a Starbucks. I mean, most of the millennials are too young to have even remembered anything other than Starbucks for coffee, perhaps, which is an amazing testament to Starbucks. But there was a time, believe it or not, before Starbucks, when people would pay 50 cents to a buck for coffee. And you're looking, really? I can even hear a millennial saying that. Yeah, really? Yes. Now the coffee is easily $4 to $5, nothing less, easily. And why do we pay that much? So let's get into this. Let's dig into the law of value, right? The law of value, which again, for your sake, let me repeat it. Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. So what is the true worth? Let's look at iPhone to begin with. What is the true worth of iPhone? Now, I know iPhone is just a part, but it is about 60%, I would say, 60 to 70% of the revenues. iPhone alone is equal to the top three or four companies, like General Electric and two or three other companies combined, Southwest Airlines and something else. So you can imagine, just one phone, by the way, is equal to the revenues brought in by the iPhone is, I think, 165 billion or some crazy number like that per year, and it is more than the combined valuation of three companies. So if we look at it that, wow, this is insane. Yeah, it is insane. So iPhone, why do we pay so much? Well, first of all, it's a phone, okay? That's one reason I give it my $1,000 payment. But the value I receive is not just the phone. I also get a great user experience. It's fun to use. It's small enough to fit in my pocket. It's an internet device. I can surf the internet. I get podcasts, audio podcasts, probably worth millions of dollars in value. I have a LinkedIn app that I use. I have a WhatsApp, and I can keep in touch with people across the globe, and I can make free calls over Wi-Fi. My Fitbit app is there. It tracks me. My Kindle app is there, and I can read books. I can carry more books on my iPhone than I probably have in my home, as crazy as it sounds. And the music apps that we all carry. And I have some subscription apps for listening to audios. And I have recording apps. My good Lord, each of these, perhaps just my Google Maps, was an entire device before. It was a GPS device. We used to get something that looked like a small brick before, and I don't need that anymore. And the camera, for heaven's sake, that was a separate device. Can you imagine how many separate devices? My audio player, Walkman as we used to call it, my GPS device, my Kindle device, my camera, my phone. You're talking about at least 5 devices have been integrated. How about the telephone itself, the the landline telephone, right? Email, computer, a part of the computer is here. So you're talking about so many devices. And if you add up each one of them, I'm sure the cost will far exceed $1,000. And then it'll start looking like, wow, I threw away so many devices. Yeah. And so many books. Yeah. And I can carry just the fact that I don't have to carry 15 books in the backpack, or even 5 or 3 when I'm going on long distance flights. That itself is worth it, right? How much would you pay to keep your back okay rather than give it a significant amount of burden and pain? So that is what is the value that we all receive from the humble iPhone. And let's deconstruct one more, which is a Starbucks. Why do we pay $5? Why do we pay $5 for a Starbucks coffee? I don't know about you, but the reason I pay $5 when I go to a Starbucks is because I love the ambiance. It's great, and we all have our favorites. They can mix all kinds of crazy stuff. The staff is incredibly friendly, and they're willing to talk to you, discuss with you what kind of coffee you want, and they'll make it for you, the baristas, and then you sit down there. That's the key part, and you meet friends, you have discussions. In fact, myself and one of my friends, it's like an office. We get there pretty much every day. And let's take the math, right? Suppose we spend $10, both of us having coffee per day, 5 days, $50, 4 weeks, $200, $250. That's still cheaper than any office space that we can get for working together. Is that crazy? So did we receive a whole lot more in value than we gave in payment? Yes, indeed, right? So, and it is not just us. You can go to various Starbucks. So much business is being conducted. Probably if you did some math and you track the various business deals that happen in Starbucks, Starbucks conversations, especially amongst business people, might themselves be worth millions upon millions upon millions upon millions dollars, millions of dollars every single week or every single month in transactional value, right? That's huge. And that's the value we receive. Not a whole lot, not completely, but you know what I'm talking about. So you're able to hire, not just buy a coffee, but you're able to hire or rent an office space for an hour or two and have a great discussion in a great place. And that's what we all really pay for. So that's law number one, the law of value. How much more do you give in value than you receive in payment? Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. Okay, I want you to start thinking about that. Be a little conscious. Write down various places where you're charging other people. You personally, are you doing consulting gigs? Can you surprise them? Can you give something more? Yeah, you wanted to develop a website. Okay, you did that. But maybe you could give them a little bit more. Maybe you gave them something that they did not ask for. You surprised them. Or you threw in a couple of months of free maintenance. Or you set up their email addresses for free. Maybe you just paid email addresses for a couple of months for free and told them if you don't like it, I can take it down. Right? Branded email ID for their website. Who knows? So what can you give that is a little bit more in value than you take in payment? Okay. As usual, please treat each of these episodes not just as something that's fun to listen to. I hope they are, but I really want you to sit down and treat them as a workbook, something that's instructing each of us on how to live a better life. So if you can take out your notebook and write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 ideas, how you can apply the law of value in your life, I would be much obliged. I would be so grateful to you. And in fact, if you went one more step and you not only did that, but any value you received, if that experience gave you a huge amount of value, send us an email. info@thementorshipprogram.co. See you tomorrow, my friend.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us, and it will help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.